Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one who's been saying I'm fine through the clenched teeth and the eye twitch. Let's talk. Welcome back to the Spiritual Gangster Podcast, your safe space for truth bombs, energy realignment, and the occasional cosmic slap upside the head. I'm your host, Amanda Piraldi, and today we're diving into something that isn't nearly talked about enough. Spiritual hygiene. Because just like your body needs a shower after a sweaty spin class, your energy field needs a good scrub too. Let's get into it. What is spiritual hygiene anyway? Okay, let's start with the basics. Spiritual hygiene is the practice of keeping your energetic body, your aura, vibe, chi, whatever you call it, clean, balanced, and protected. And no, it's not about burning sage once a month and calling it a day. That's like spraying Febreze instead of actually taking out the trash. Smells nice for a minute, but the garbage is still rotting underneath. Spiritual hygiene is how we cleanse, protect, and restore our energy in a world that loves to drain it. Every interaction, every space, every scroll through social media, you're picking up stuff. Energy, attitudes, attachments. And if you're not actively clearing it out, you're carrying it. It's like energetic clutter, and some of y'all are spiritual hoarders. Don't worry, I've been there too. The symptoms of dirty energy. Let's be real. Sometimes you don't even realize you're energetically funky. It just feels like you're irritated for no reason. You feel heavy, like you're dragging yourself through the day. You're not sleeping well. You keep picking up on other people's crap, their moods, attitudes, anxieties, and mistaking it for your own. Sound familiar? That's your energy. That's your body. It's waving its white flag, saying, "Hey, can we please take a bath or something?" And the problem is we've normalized it. We think burnout is noble, that being constantly available is some badge of honor, that being strong means carrying emotional junk that isn't even ours. No, that's not strength, that's self-abandonment and cute packaging. Protecting your peace is a daily practice. You brush your teeth daily, I hope. You probably wash your face, maybe even moisturize. So why wouldn't you tend to your spirit the same way? Protecting your peace is not a once-a-month thing. It's a daily devotion, a non-negotiable, and it looks different for everyone. For some, it's meditation. For others, it's breathwork. Some of y'all need to unplug your phone and go lay in the grass like a damn forest nymph. Some need to cut the energetic cord to that toxic ex who still lives rent-free in their head. Yeah, I said it. It could be prayer, journaling, grounding, dancing, salt baths, sound bowls, or simply saying no with your whole chest and not explaining why. Because guess what? You don't owe anyone access to your peace. Energetic boundaries are sexy. Let's normalize saying things like, that doesn't feel aligned with me. I'm not available for that energy. I need space to reset. Imagine how different life would be if we taught kids to recognize their energy being thrown off instead of just labeling them as moody or dramatic. Let's raise emotionally and energetically intelligent humans, not more people pleasers with internal chaos. Energetic boundaries aren't just necessary, they're spiritual hygiene 101. You don't let people walk into your house with muddy boots, right? Then why are you letting people walk all over your aura? When to cleanse. A few signs that it's time for a spiritual cleanse are after being in a crowd or high-stress environment. When you've been around negative people. If you're constantly tired or emotionally reactive. When you're overthinking, doubting yourself, or spiraling. Or honestly, just because it's Monday. You don't need a reason. You are the reason. Cleanse when you feel off. Cleanse when you feel great. Cleanse because you love yourself enough not to carry other people's crap. Simple ways to clear and recharge. Here's your basic energetic toolkit. Salt baths. 20 minutes in Epsom salts, like it's an exorcism of bad vibes. Smoke cleansing, sage, Palo Santo, or ethnically sourced herbs, always with intention. Sound healing. Tuning forks, singing bowls, or even your own voice humming. Movement, dance, yoga, shaking it out. Nature, barefoot on the grass, in the water, sun on your face. Energy visualizations, imagine golden light pouring through you, washing away everything that doesn't belong. Pick what resonates. This isn't about perfection, it's about presence. It's not selfish, it's sacred. Taking time to reset your spirit isn't indulgent, it's vital. You're not just protecting your own energy, you're impacting how you show up for everyone else. The clearer and more grounded you are, the more love, patience, wisdom, and creativity you have to offer the world. And yes, it might mean disappointing a few people who benefited from your lack of boundaries. Let them be disappointed. Your peace isn't up for debate. Protect your peace like it's your purpose. So let this be your reminder. Spiritual hygiene isn't optional, it's essential. Don't wait for the breakdown. Don't wait until you're fried, frazzled, and fantasizing about running off into a forest, unless you actually want to, in which case I support that too. Start now. Pick one thing today that honors your energy, and then do it again tomorrow. Make your peace a lifestyle, not a crisis intervention. You are worthy of protection. You are worthy of sacred solitude. You are worthy of peace that doesn't need to be earned. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If this episode resonated, you already know. Share it with someone who needs to clean their aura and protect their peace. And don't forget to connect with me on socials. I'm on Instagram at SpiritualGangsterPod, TikTok at the.spiritual.gangster, and Facebook at SpiritualGangsterPodcast. Until next time, stay grounded, stay glowing, and above all else, stay sacred. I'll see you next time.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.